And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is why we post. Why is it here in North Carolina a fetus and a 115-year-old veteran have more rights than a 5-year-old attending public schools? Normally, you don't start with a question, but I would love to hear the explanation of the laws passed by our elected officials. We are told that this is to protect our Confederate history and take our county back. Of all our 239-year history, why are we constantly reminded of the 4 years of our past when brothers fought and died to be allowed to keep humans as property? We are reminded that our American flag hasn't been talked about as much, but when was the last time you saw two murdered policemen covered with Old Glory? When was the last time a mass murderer posed in a picture with Old Glory? The use of flags from the Third Reich are currently subject to legal restrictions in a number of countries. While legal in a majority of countries, the display of flags associated with this regime is subject to restriction or an outright ban in others, particularly those with a direct involvement in the Second World War and Germany itself. So why, here in America, after 150 years, is this flag still an issue? Other countries have moved on, so why can't the 7 slave states from the Lower South do the same? And this is why we post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.